Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, and now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. This is Scott Spears, off and away with you on another Getaway Friday night, November the 6th, 2020, coming up on 15 minutes past the hour. You're tuned into WWGH Radio, and we are having a time, day four of the presidential election, 2020. And yes, the TV, which has been on since Tuesday in the studio, is still on in the studio. And just to give you an update, it is still 253 electoral votes for Joe Biden, 214 for Donald Trump, and Pennsylvania hangs in the balance. It's leaning toward Joe Biden. Georgia hangs in the balance. It's leaning toward Joe Biden. North Carolina in the balance, leaning toward Donald Trump. Alaska in the balance, leaning toward Donald Trump. Arizona in the balance, leaning toward Joe Biden. And Nevada in the balance, leaning toward Joe Biden. If Joe Biden should win Pennsylvania, that would be the ball game. That would be 273 electoral votes. 270 to win. President Trump needs to win four of the five remaining states, and one of them has to be Pennsylvania. He loses Pennsylvania, there's no way he can win. That's where it stands right now. On this Friday night of a very interesting week, joined in studio by Angie Evers. Angie, you were here on election night. You've watched the show this week as it is all going by. What do you make of it? Here we are, staring at the television on a Friday night. This poor girl's been in Atlanta since Tuesday. What do you make of it all?
Well, it's rather interesting. I think everybody's exhausted and tired. I think everybody's ready to be done. But I still think they need to count all the votes.
We probably will be done soon. I would think this can't go on much longer. Pennsylvania's going to go at some point. They're still counting the ballots. Georgia's going to go. They're at 95 and 99%. It's eventually going to happen at one moment. And when that does, that'll be that.
Yep, hopefully soon.
Then we get the riots.
Right.
Yeah, gee whiz. You know, people really should calm down. I mean, that's what needs to happen right now. Somebody needs to go out and say, listen, it's an election for president. We've been doing this for 240 years. It'll be okay. We've had Republicans before. We've had Democrats before. The world keeps spinning. It's fine.
Well, they're already protesting.
Well, that's because, and I don't know, you know, listen, I am all for... if there is a voter fraud, I would want to know about it. But you've got to have some proof. Just show the proof. And I'm sure any judge will be glad to investigate that. That would be a federal crime. But you've got to show the evidence.
Definitely.
But that's where we are. If it happens, we have the television on, so if something happens while we're on in the next 2 hours, we will let you know. But everything is still too close to call, as we understand. A lot of this has to do with mail-in ballots. Now, I don't know how... Do you think people will go back to voting in person once this pandemic's over? I would think so.
I hope so.
Don't need this again.
No. Well, hopefully, you know, we won't have this pandemic in 4 more years.
Well, I don't know how long this thing's going to last, but I know apparently the United States had their, worst day? Last 2 days have been some of the worst days we've had in this entire thing. Nobody's talking about that because we are trying to figure out what's going on with this election.
Oh, yeah. The numbers are horrible.
Do you notice that the people counting these votes are not 6 feet apart?
No, I haven't. I haven't watched enough TV to notice.
I mean, they're at their own little tables. I think they're trying to keep them 6 feet apart, but it doesn't look like they are. Now, maybe they are. Maybe I'm wrong. I know the protesters aren't.
No. Are they wearing masks?
Some of them.
Probably half are and half are not.
Which, you know, the mask thing is very strange because I still don't quite understand it, that it's not a law. If you don't have a mask on and you're in your front yard, it's not like the sheriff can come arrest you.
Nope.
So, a store could not even have you arrested for not wearing a mask. What they could have you arrested for is trespassing if they tell you to leave if you don't have a mask on. But there's no law about a mask, right?
Not that I'm aware of.
So what is a mandate? Because that's what they call it.
I would just say that they really want you to do this.
But no law.
No.
Now, that might change if we get a new president, though, was my understanding.
Oh.
Well, I don't know if it'll be a law, but I heard that there has never been a national anything when it's come to this pandemic. It's all been left up to the states. Like Florida, they don't have anything right now. Do what you want. But there has been talk that there would be a federal mask mandate. That in the United States, you would have to wear it. Now, I don't know if there would be some teeth in that would make it a law for the current time. Maybe there would.
I don't know how they would go about enforcing all of that. I mean, because there's so many people that I see don't wear masks. I mean, I don't know how they could do that.
Well, like in your house, I don't think obviously it could be enforced. But I don't think it needs to be enforced in your house because this is a viral illness. I think it would probably be in a public place.
Right.
Which that would probably be enforceable because if you're in public, there would be other people there who would see that you did not have it on.
But would you be arrested?
I doubt it. I mean, I imagine it would probably be like jaywalking. I'll tell you how you get people motivated. It's not by putting them in jail. It's giving them a ticket. You know, you tell people you don't wear this mask, we're going to fine you $90. Then that'll motivate you to wear your mask.
Yeah.
And that would also help the cities, to be honest, too. Because if you really just want to be obstructionist at that point, well, okay, we'll take your $90 every time you don't wear it. I mean, you think of all the tax issues we could solve with that.
You could solve a lot.
I mean, I think that's a great idea. Because if the masks truly help, how about that? Okay, that's fine. You don't want to wear it. Perfect. But every time we see you not wearing it, $90. Like a speeding ticket.
Yeah. Have you ever had a speeding ticket?
You know, yes, but it's been a long time ago. It wasn't in Marion, though. It was in, where was it? It was down in southern Ohio somewhere, close to Cincinnati.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't know what the speed limit was.
I don't think I've got one in Marion.
No, either. I don't think I've got one in Marion, but I got one in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
That was rough.
Was it?
Well, because it was some, he was a very southern-oriented guy. And I had a person in the car with me at that particular time. And he came up to the window and he goes, "Who's your partner?" I thought, is this relevant to the situation? You know, it was very strange.
I always get a woman cop and they always ticket me.
Oh, you think if you got a guy cop, you could...
Maybe.
Bat the eyes and
maybe
get out of it?
I can try.
Do you think that happens a lot?
Yes.
Like, what... Okay.
But I always get the woman cop.
Well, this is interesting. Like, what does a woman do when a guy cop pulls
She's
them
tough.
Over?
She's tough. The women cops are tough.
Okay, but if a guy cop pulled you over, what would you do?
I would probably not do anything different. I mean, I wouldn't cry or...
So you think it's more about crying? It's not about...
No. I don't know.
I don't know. I know some people do that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a... I wouldn't fake anything like that, but I just think maybe the women cops are tougher.
What do they flirt with the cop? Is that what's going on there? I don't know.
Probably.
Like, how do you flirt with a cop who's giving you a ticket?
I don't know, because I've never done that.
But would you attempt it?
No.
You wouldn't?
No, I'd be too afraid.
Well, I don't think you can be arrested for flirting, can you?
Probably not, but I would be too afraid.
I think
I would just tell him I was sorry.
So you have gotten a ticket, though, outside of Marion?
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Oh, well, the last ticket I got in coming home from Cedar Point, which I should have known because Route 4 is known for, you know, the cops, you know. So that was my own fault. I had the music up, and it was late at night, so
you were just, rocking out.
Cruising down Route 4. It was, like, on the, like, north side of Bucyrus. So I actually had my cruise set, and then a car had turned off, and then I, like, had sped up a little bit, and that's when they got me. I wasn't really going that fast, but...
It's interesting. Like I said, the thing I remember, and boy, it's been about 11, 12 years ago now, it was just, who's your partner? Who's your partner? And it was with that Southern accent. So I didn't get it at all.
Well, me and the kids, we would travel down to Columbus a lot, and we would always look at license plates. So I remember one time I had sped up to see where this car was from because we noticed it was a different license plate. So I, like, sped up to go around to find out where this license plate was from, and I got caught.
Oh, speeding up to see the license plate.
Yes.
Did you tell the cop that's what you were doing?
No.
You should have.
But that was on 23, but it was in Delaware County. So I don't ever speed in that area.
You know, here's what this week has taught me, because I think a lot of people have learned lessons this week. Here's what my lesson from this week has been. Don't read Facebook. I mean, people have lost their minds. I don't understand it.
I agree with you on that one.
What is wrong with people?
I don't know.
It's fine to express yourself, but I guess I just don't understand. Are people really that vicious and what do people... You know, I kept hearing that this pandemic was going to be over after the election.
Right.
Not so.
Right. Well, technically, though, the election isn't over.
So you think as soon as this is done, we'll throw the masks away?
No, I don't think that's the case.
Throw the masks away.
No, I don't think that's the case.
I've seen some other pictures on Facebook this week, too, that had nothing to do with the election. Just strange.
Yes.
I don't know what people are doing. I really wish I knew.
Maybe it was the full moon on Halloween that caused this whole people to act goofy.
You think?
Maybe.
I don't know. I just looked at some of these pictures this week and I thought, you know, because here's what I know about a picture, okay? This is what I know. And I'm sorry I have to get into this on the air. But here's what I know about a picture. Okay, first of all, somebody's got to snap it. So all pictures are set up in a way. Are they not?
Right.
I mean, like a selfie. You know what you're doing. So any picture that I see on Facebook, I know is set up in a way. Oh, I'll take a phone call here. Go ahead, caller.
You got to have your pictures at third.
You do have to take your pictures at thirds. Absolutely. I've taught you well.
It's very important. And shoot up close.
Get up close. Well, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, pretty good. How are you doing, Angie?
Oh, pretty good.
Good. Hey, I'll be there. I'll be back in a couple weeks.
Oh, okay. Good.
Is that all right, Scott?
Oh, I don't mind. More the merrier is my opinion.
More the merrier.
So what do you make in this historic election week? We're not done yet. 253 to 214 as of this point. What do you make of this whole mess?
Oh, it's I thought it was like 260 something. So that's not accurate?
Not accurate. 253 to 214.
Oh, 214. I think it's going to go down in history. That's for sure. This is like one of the longest how long did it take back in the 2000s when it was Bush?
Long time. 3 weeks.
Oh, okay. So
it's not going to go that far.
It's not?
No. But this is just, this was bound to happen if it was going to be a closer election because of all the mail-in ballots. I don't think this will ever happen again because highly unlikely we'll be under a pandemic again.
Right. It's very unique. Now, does Trumpster have a chance here if it gets overturned some of the states still, I guess?
If he gets
Pennsylvania, right? Georgia.
Which he's behind in.
Yeah, and if he does pull that off, and then if he wins a little bit of Nevada,
he'd have to win all of Nevada. He would have to win Pennsylvania. He would have to flip Pennsylvania back. He'd have to flip Georgia back. He would have to flip Nevada for the first time, which has never been in his column, and he would have to keep North Carolina. He'd have to keep Alaska, and I think that would do it. But
also, regardless, he has to have Nevada.
Or he could get Arizona, if he could flip Arizona.
Oh, okay.
But he's never been ahead there either.
Very interesting.
Well, what do you think triggered all this? I mean, the last time we heard from you was election night, and nobody really knew which way this was going on election night. Now we have a better idea which way this is all going to go.
I just think it's a bunch of malarkey. I mean, I don't know how in the world we can not have everything an accurate count, especially all the technology that we have nowadays.
Well, what's not accurate at this point?
Well, I mean, we don't know if there's any extra ballots that we never got, counted.
You've been watching Fox News again?
No, I'm just saying that. I mean, we don't know for sure. I mean, we're not there.
How do we ever know for sure?
Well, I guess we probably don't, but, I mean, obviously there's something there that it could be possibly wrong, right? Or they won't be going this long checking everything.
No, and that's what people are saying to try to muddy this up a little bit. But what this is all about is because, like in Marion, this year, we had nearly 50% of the people voted early. That's a huge number. That doesn't happen. And when you think of a whole state, and a state with a high population like Pennsylvania, or you have mechanisms in these states are not prepared to count all these early ballots. It's normally just what comes in on election day. That's why it's taking so long. And they told everybody it was going to take long. I talked to so many people on election day who said, oh, well, it's not going to be figured out tonight. Well, it wasn't, and here we are. So now why are people so suspicious? They were telling me that day that it wasn't going to be solved that night, so why are they all of a sudden suspicious?
I think, though, what happened was what I know, and you correct me if I'm wrong here, but I there's a lot of fake news out there, of course. I think what I understand, Ryan, in the middle of 4 o'clock in the morning on the election night, somebody said the numbers shot. Of course, I thought they all went to bed. But they said the numbers shot up. I'm not sure what state exactly it was, either Wisconsin, Michigan, or one of them. Like, that Donald Trump was winning, and it shot up so high, and he had zero, and Biden, like, whatever. He had, like, a lot of them.
Well, first of all, what happened was, and I know what you're talking about, that would be Wisconsin and Michigan on election night, specifically Wisconsin, because when we all went to bed on election night, Trump was leading in Wisconsin, but when we all woke up Wednesday morning, Biden was leading in Wisconsin and later won it that day. The reason for that is Wisconsin counted all their same-day ballots early, and the Trump campaign, which continued to have these rallies, wasn't encouraging people to vote early, because they did not seem to think that coronavirus was a big deal. If you watched any of those rallies, you would notice that. They were not 6 feet apart. They were not wearing masks. They were not abiding by the CDC guidelines. So the Republicans were not encouraging people to vote early. Biden was. And I'll also get to another point here in a second about something else that's being said, which is a little phony baloney. But that's why all the early voting tends to be for Joe Biden, because that's what the Democrats were encouraging people to do in the state, because they thought their people believed in the virus and were not going to come out on election day. So what happened on election night was they counted all the same day ballots like we always do, which tended to be more for Trump. And then when they broke into the early voting for the first time, well, yeah, most of those tended to be for Biden. And that's why the flip happened. And I don't know that that's all that shocking.
Right.
When you're having 50% of the people vote early, when, you know, that doesn't, has never happened before. And the other thing that people are saying, how, because I saw a guy on NBC today, you know, they're out there protesting. He says, how does a guy who only has 36 people at his rally beat a guy who had 25,000 people at his rally? Joe Biden was not holding rallies, and when he did, he made people stay in their cars and stay 6 feet apart. That's what was going on. They weren't being held like that. I don't know where the confusion is here.
Yeah.
There were no restrictions at Trump rallies.
Right.
And here's the big question, and maybe you can answer this, since you have a question about these ballots. Every state, specifically Ohio, here in Ohio, we use mail-in ballots. In Marion County, nearly 49% of people voted early, mail-in. 49%, that's almost half. Trump won Marion County with 60% of the votes. Now, should we throw all our mail-in ballots out? Because, you know, why are ours not suspect and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin are? Why are we only worrying about the states that Trump is losing and not the ones that he won? Because we all use mail-in ballots. If they're all faulty, we probably should toss them all out, right?
Well, yeah, I think we should check it all out, I guess. I don't know.
But we're not look. Is Ohio doing a recount? Is Trump asking for Ohio to do a recount?
Yeah.
Is Trump asking for Indiana to do a recount? Is Trump asking for Texas to do a recount? Is Trump asking for Florida to do... You know, more people voted early in Florida than anywhere. Why aren't they asking for Florida to do a recount?
Well, I mean, Trump won Florida.
Oh!
No, I understand. I see where you're pointing, and I'm not going either way here. But I'm just saying, somebody told me there was a system glitch. Is that true? Is that a
could have been. I assume they fixed it, though.
Well, that's probably they want to count everything. I think the system glitch was in Georgia.
But I guess what I don't understand, who's not counting everything? I mean, that's why we're still here 4 days later with no answer.
Well, I mean, Trump was winning in Georgia. The other side, he was a winning.
Well, I think that's what happens when you count everything, which is, I thought, what they wanted you to do.
Yeah. I don't know. Hopefully they can figure this whole mess out. I don't know.
Well, I don't know that there is a mess. I see a lot of lawsuits being filed, and I see a lot of lawsuits being thrown out of court.
Yeah, I saw him that he got turned down.
Now, if you have proof, show it.
Well, maybe he'll go to the Supreme Court next.
Well, you can't just walk up to the Supreme Court. A court's got to refer you there, and he can't even get past the local courts because he's not giving any evidence.
Oh, you can't just go to a Supreme Court and say, I want to take this case to you?
No. Now, what happens is, at a court, you've got to be turned down, or you've got to lose a case, and then you've got to take it, appeal to the Supreme Court, and the court's got to take the case. But you got to show some evidence. You can't go to any court with no evidence. That's why they're being thrown out of court.
Hmm. I don't know. I mean, what's your intake in on this? You think it's over, or do you think Trump still have a chance here, or what?
Well, you still have that's why people aren't calling it, because everybody still has a chance, but it certainly doesn't look good for President Trump.
Yeah. For some reason, the Google is showing 264.
That's because the AP called Arizona the other night, but the networks are holding off on calling Arizona.
Oh, is that what that is? Okay.
Well, I don't know. What do you think about all this, Angie?
Oh, I don't know. I just want to see them count all the votes.
Make sure to stay up.
Well, I'm just a little confused on why people think it's not fair. I mean, I have yet to see this evidence. Have you? What evidence have you seen?
Well, here's the deal. Normally, Wisconsin only goes Republican.
Wait, I didn't hear. You're kind of fading in and out.
Oh, yeah, I think I'm in a bad area.
Okay, there you go. That's better.
Okay, yeah, I'm in a bad area. Normally, Wisconsin. Correct me if I'm wrong here. Normally goes Republican.
No.
I thought it usually does.
No, last time it did, but it went for Obama both times, and I believe it went for John Kerry against George W. Bush. That's why they call it the Blue Wall.
Oh, I thought it was. And now, what about Michigan? Did it always go Democrat or Republican?
A Democrat until last time. Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin were always very Democrat.
So none of these that in the blue are abnormal then.
What do you mean? I say that again.
Like all the states that Donald Trump is fighting. Well, I thought one of the states were maybe I got the wrong state. One of them is always Republican, and that's what it's an oddball because he didn't win it.
Georgia and Arizona are typically Republican. But Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania are typically Democrat. But Hillary didn't win Michigan or Wisconsin or Democrat or Pennsylvania, and I don't remember people saying, "Well, Hillary, you must have got messed with there. You probably should get a lawyer and go to the Supreme Court."
Yeah.
The problem is what we have here. Until there's any evidence, all you've really got is sour grapes.
Sour grapes. Oh.
I mean, I just want to know, and also what's really confusing to me about this whole thing is, the election's not over. So why is he so concerned? They haven't called it for anybody yet. He still could win.
Because he wants to make sure everything's up and up. You know, they want to make sure everything's...
Right, but it's not over. So how does he know he's going to lose in all these states?
I don't know about that, yeah.
And why are the people who are out there, his people, saying stop the count? I thought he wants them to count all the ballots. If they stop the count now, he will lose.
Yeah, that I didn't understand myself. That was kind of confusing. I did not understand that. That was weird.
I mean, I guess if I thought I was going to win, I probably would want them to continue to count the ballots.
Right. And now they're going to count on the military, too, right? They're waiting on all the military to come over.
That'll be counted, but I'm still confused. I don't really understand what the evidence is that something nefarious was done.
That I don't know. You'll have to get Donald Trump on the line somehow. Again, like we had him on the other night.
He was on this morning.
Was he on this morning?
He was on this morning.
What did he say?
He said it's not in his nature to not litigate everything. He doesn't lose well. Even the Republicans are saying, okay, we do want a correct election, but what's your proof? Show us your proof.
Right.
So what is the proof?
Well, the proof is probably one of the, I don't know. They said it's one of the computers glitched up, so maybe they have to double check that. I don't know.
Now, if they know that, then why aren't they taking that to the court?
Maybe they will. I don't know.
I'd get on it.
is it a true story or is it a fake story? I don't know.
I don't know. I guess it's fake because I would believe if it's true, you'd already have that at the court. Well, since you've already got lawyers in four states.
Well, then it's probably the fake news that's going around. Because I'm sure Donald Trump, like he said, took that to the court. But I don't know. The court threw it out, so maybe it wasn't there.
Well, the problem right now is that, you know, we got people in Arizona standing outside of the place where they're counting the votes. And, you know, these people had to go home in fear the other night. It's not these poll workers' fault. They've been working hard for 4 days to try to get this done, and now they're getting threatened by people outside? I mean, what is I don't even understand it.
Oh, yeah, about the possible riots or whatever.
Well, I don't know. They're not riots yet, but I don't know. What are they out there trying to do?
Protest.
Well, protest, but I understand that. But who are they protesting? The poll workers? That's the only people in the building.
Well, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Probably whoever's in charge of the polls.
Well, they better go to the Secretary of State's office then.
Maybe that's where they're protesting to, the Secretary of State.
All I know is that we've had elections for 240 years, and I've never heard the person who was close to losing, who hasn't even lost yet, say that the election's rigged. But we shouldn't be shocked, because he told us that he thought if he loses, it's rigged. So I think I'm going to take that mentality in life now. If I ever lose at anything, it's just rigged.
That's your new thing now, huh?
Well, it's just, I don't care about Republican, Democrat, orange, apple. That's a horrible thing to say if you don't have any proof. If you got no proof, and just because you lost, that sounds like a football team on a Friday night that loses, and because they lose, oh, well, you know, the referees were all biased. It can't be that you just lost. It can never be that.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll know probably next week?
No, I will know before the weekend's over. We might know tonight. If Pennsylvania goes, all that needs to be done right now is Pennsylvania to go for Biden, and that's it.
So how close is it right now?
I think 96%.
Are they going to file for a recount, though?
They probably will, but once the state's called, they'll give it to Biden. They'll do a recount. But I don't think in the history of any presidential election, any recount ever changed a state.
Well, I mean, Trump was winning North Carolina, so.
He still is winning North Carolina.
I mean PA.
At one point.
Yeah.
But
by a large margin.
Well, again, you know, Philadelphia for 3 days was only reporting 70% of their votes, and Philadelphia is 80% Democrat.
Why was that, though?
Because a lot of them were mail-in ballots, and there's no rule that says you have to report by any certain time, and that's the way it goes. The problem was that more Democrats voted mail-in and early than Republicans, and that's why you're seeing a lot of things tend to go Democrat now, because a lot of Republicans did not vote early.
Yeah, Pennsylvania has a weird voting thing, don't they?
Not that I'm aware of.
Oh, no, they don't. They have like the day of or something, right? Or a day, whatever it is. As long as it's post-dated by a certain time or whatever it was.
Well, yeah, but some states have that as well. I mean, it's not just Pennsylvania, but Pennsylvania became a high point this election because it was a swing state. But other states have that rule as well.
See, I think, Angie, correct me if I'm wrong on this. I think every 50 states needs to, every United States needs to be the same rules across the, especially when you're dealing with the President of the United States and it needs to be across the board. And then they need to do away with the electoral vote. That college, they need to do away with that.
I don't think the Republicans would agree with you on that.
Well, I don't care if the Republicans agree with me or not. I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. I'm saying that's what they need to do. They need to do away with that.
Right, but I think it gives the Democrats a big advantage is the problem, is why they're trying not to do away with the Electoral College, because in the last 20 years, and again this year, no matter what happens, the Democrats have won the popular vote, even when they didn't win the presidency, every time but one.
Well, wasn't Hillary Clinton at one time wanted to do away with the...
Well, a lot of people have that. Al Gore, who had more votes than W. Bush, yet lost. Hillary Clinton, who had more votes than Trump, yet lost. That's the problem that the Republicans would face.
Yeah. I don't know. We definitely got to revisit the this whole voting thing, because it's out of control.
So what is out of control about it? I'm just curious. I'm not sure.
The whole situation. Angie, help me out here. The whole situation is that, I mean, this is when it says the election. This thing should have been over on election day, not days after. I mean, come on. There should be rules in place. This is it. This is final. Done.
Well, how do you do that when you have so many people voting early, and you don't expect that?
Well, they need to have a post-dated. It needs to be in by election day.
Most states were that way.
Well, some states didn't, though.
Right, but what I don't understand why that
it needs to be across the board.
Right, but why does that swing a state? If it wasn't, nobody is voting after the date of the election. Your vote can come in, but if it's not postmarked before election day, they're not taking it.
Yeah, but I know that, but I'm saying they are taking them after right now.
But they were placed before the election.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they would postpone, yeah, but...
Why would we not take your vote if you made it before the time the polls closed?
I don't know. It should be, like, days ahead. Maybe they started counting days ahead. That way, on election day, they'll actually know who is the winner. They'll just pull the name out of the hat or something.
I don't think any names are getting pulled out of the hat. I think we're counting the votes.
No. I'm saying maybe... listen to me. They probably need to have all the votes in 2 or 3 days before the election day. Then, on election day, maybe the mayor of the... whatever they're at, of that city, wherever they... I don't know, whatever they're going to be at, it pulls the name out and say, hey, this is the winner, this is the, this is who won, this is who had the most votes.
So, you think on election day we shouldn't have people vote? We should just tell you who the winner is?
So, I'm talking about on election day, we should just announce the name and who won it, and then have people vote, have all the votes in like 2 or 3 days before, that way they're all counted.
So, no votes on election day. Just telling you who the winner is on election day.
Yeah, we're just going to tell who the winner is on election day. Forget about all this mess.
Well, I guess I'm confused on what the difference, because election day changes every year. It's the first Tuesday in November, so it's not the same day.
I know, but still, they could still do it a couple days before and have everything counted.
Right, but what would have been the difference in having people vote by November the 3rd, and then in a couple days we'll know the winner, which is what's happening now? What's the difference?
Well, here's the difference, because if they wait a day of, obviously, look at all this mess. They have to recount them because these states take forever to count them.
Recounts are caused by close races. Voting early would not stop a close race.
I understand that, but what I'm saying is have everybody like 2 or 3 days before have them all counted, right? Angie, you follow me what I'm saying?
Well, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, that way. On election day, they don't have to wait on all these states to count them on the same day because it takes forever.
But I guess is what I'm confused. Why is this hurting anybody? I guess that's what I don't understand. How does this make the process unfair? What's happening right now?
Well, this might cause a lot of this panic to go away. There are certain presidents, like you said earlier. You know, we're in the middle of this campaign or this thing right now, and people are threatening, workers of because they're recounting them.
So let me ask you this: so if on Tuesday the results had come in like they're coming in now, and Donald Trump was behind, you don't think he would have said the same thing Tuesday?
Oh, you mean like if he's behind on?
Yeah, you think if the results are the results. I have not seen anything that proved that these are not the results. So if we had known this Tuesday, what we know now, you don't think he would have done the same thing on Tuesday that he did on Thursday and Friday? If the results were the same?
He probably would have, but what I'm saying is they need to make more laws, saying, you know, take it out of the rule book and say, listen, this is it, this is counted, we counted 3 days before. Have other people double check them real quick. That way they have. So on the day of election, it's confirmed. That means they count them 2 or 3 times,
is confirmed.
Well, it will be. I guess what I'm confused in is how do you stop somebody with no evidence from coming out and saying, I think you're wrong?
I don't know. That's a good question, but I just thought of that.
I mean, we can count them in July, and I don't think that's going to stop somebody from contesting an election. You know, winners don't contest elections. Just remember that.
Well, do you think we should just do away with the college electoral vote?
I don't know because I don't know what that way
our vote will count even better. Right now ours don't really count.
Well, it does because the electoral vote's dependent on the popular vote in the state. States are just winner-take-all. That's the only difference. And if it wasn't that way, then, like I say, you would very rarely ever have a Republican in office. And I think that's what the point was, to try to make it more fair.
Which we lost a lot of people, a lot of popular numbers. We did, like Mary Ellen was saying, we used to have, 26 or something in Ohio or something.
Our population went down, but that had nothing to do with elections. We just lost population.
No. I thought she said our number. We used to have a lot more numbers. A lot more.
We had more electoral votes because we had a higher population. But we can't stop people from leaving the state.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Right. So, I mean, it's just based...
If they would just do away with that, they won't have to worry about it. Just count the mail-in, count the overseas people, like the military.
Well, if that would have happened, Biden would have won Tuesday night.
Well, okay then. Fair is fair.
But you don't think that President Trump would have came out and said the same thing if it was based in the popular vote?
We could have, I guess.
I guess what I'm trying to get to here is people seem to have a problem because this has went on for 3 days. I hear that, but I'm still not seeing the proof of where this is fraudulent.
Well, it might come out.
It does, I'll be glad to see it. I think all judges will be glad to see it. But if you know that now, since you've already made the claim, why would you make a claim and then not show anybody?
Well, I don't know. I can't control what people do. But maybe they should get the FBI involved.
I think the FBI is aware of what the president said yesterday.
No, I'm talking about that way the FBI could see if it's any fraud or computer hackers or, like something like that.
I don't know that assertion has been made that anybody hacked into a computer. It might be. I don't know.
You never know, right?
I just don't know. I just think that to me, if you have proof, you show it. And if you don't have proof, then don't complain.
Well, I mean, I agree to that at a certain point. But, obviously, Donald Trump feels that he's been cheated,
Do you think if he won, he'd feel he'd been cheated?
he told everybody on national TV that he's, he's not an easy loser. He doesn't like that. And I saw on Google that he's not going to do a what they call that speech for the president when you're
concession. So doesn't that tell you something before the election when he's already told you he's not going to concede?
Yeah. So maybe he knows he's lost already. I don't know.
Well, I don't see Joe Biden telling people to check everything and,
Well, I can't understand him on TV at all. I can't understand the word he says on TV. I mean, I know I'm not dissing on him because he could be the next president of the United States, but he is very hard to follow on TV. I don't know if it's because that mask is on and they don't have his mic up there close to his mouth or what, but the last few speeches he's done, I could not follow what he said.
Huh. I don't know. You might want to check with the Beltone people.
I
can understand him, okay. Angie, do you have a problem understanding what he says?
No.
Okay. I don't know.
Maybe it's just me.
Listen close, because I think you're going to hear him say pretty soon, I'm the winner. You'll hear that.
Oh, God. Listen, I'm just letting you know.
Mask or no mask?
Now, don't get me wrong. Sometimes Donald Trump is harder than a sin. I mean, I'm not just dissing on one person here.
You are, so far. I haven't heard you say anything negative about President Trump yet.
No, I'm just saying both of them. I mean, I could guess. I think because Donald Trump, when he talked, he kind of flares it out. You know what I mean? And he doesn't have that mask on in front of his face. I mean, I know
he got the COVID, don't you?
I understand that, but if he's by himself or whatever, does it float in the air? I mean, usually when at the podium, he's by himself.
Well, there's reporters in the room, and they've all got masks on.
I mean, his lady doesn't wear a mask because she did a speech without a mask the other day.
She got COVID.
Harris?
She got. Are you talking about Biden now?
No, yeah, talking about Biden's partner.
Right.
What's her name? Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
Yeah, she doesn't wear a mask when she speaks. You can hear her clearly.
Well, I think that's everybody. Well, that's good, I guess. I'm confused, though, on what this has to do with election fraud.
Well, I don't know. We'll just have to all wait and see. I'm not there in Washington or wherever they're at. So we don't know what's going on behind closed doors. We need to know what the media is telling us.
Well, I think the president spoke yesterday. He made a lot of claims. He just didn't give any evidence.
Well, maybe he does have an evidence. He just hasn't came forward with it yet.
Well, that's not a good way to go to court. You usually don't want to go to court without your evidence.
That's not fair to down somebody unless you...
Wait, now what was the down?
No, you said he went to court without evidence. How do you know he didn't have evidence? It's because the judge didn't want to accept the information.
Well, court records are public. That's what they've all said. They said we're throwing you out of court because you have no evidence. It's not hard to listen to what a judge says. That's all public record.
All right.
Well, he said he had evidence, but the judges say he didn't. And then when the people say, okay, well, what did you give the judge that was evidence, they don't have any.
I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see what happens exactly, you know, on both sides. I mean, obviously, whoever's the president of the United States, it's going to have to do a good job, so regardless. Because we're in a world of hurt right now, so... Whoever it's going to be is either Biden or Trump or Kamala Harris, whoever it's going to be.
Well, she can understand her.
Well, we just need to fix this country because it's in bad shape. We need to stop playing games.
That's what happened the other night. Maybe that's why people voted the way they did, because the country's in bad shape, as you say.
Well, we are during the pandemic. Everybody knows the pandemic hurt the United States. They hurt it. Everybody lost their jobs and laid off, and a lot of companies closed up because of it. So
we shall see. We shall see in the next few days.
We'll have to wait and find out and see what comes around the corner.
All right, we're going to break. Thanks for calling.
All right,
bye bye.
See you. Talk to you guys later. Bye bye.
In this state, the Sebring water poisoning of the water there with lead. The state didn't do anything about. And, you know, the state needs to focus on the charter school scandal and all these problems that Ohio has that nobody's paying attention to because the governor's running for president. So I'm just hopeful he comes back to the state, realizes that this race is not his to win at this point when you're so far behind, even if he wins Ohio, and comes work we need.
And on being...